what, do you know whether or not they had any kind of ancestry, like Pawnee Indian, they might have been part of another race? You know,
well, my grandmama's daddy, he was an Indian. My grandma.
So that's one of the reasons why she smoked that pipe.
Yeah, uh-huh. She was an Indian, my grandma. Uh-huh. And her daddy was an Indian.
Uh-huh.
He was real bright, had real curly hair. Mm-hmm. Her daddy did.
Well, boy, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And you know, when you kept on saying she sat out on the porch,
uh-huh.
What did she sit in?
A chair.
She said she did?
In a chair. She had a rocker, and she would pull it to the edge of the porch, you know, and there she sit, you know, bend over with a hand on her jaw and a pipe in her mouth, and she would sit there.
Mm-hmm.
She would sit there till them boys leave, and then she'd say, all right, y'all go in the house and go to bed,
uh-huh.
And where y'all can get up in the morning.
Did you have a certain name that you had to call the man that owned the place?
Well, we call it Mr. Fazy.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
What kind of thing did he do? I mean, you know, like, was he there all the time to help you out?
No, he would be around the house, and he would stay around the house and, you know, then walk around, you know, on the edges of the field where he could see if he was working and if he wasn't working. He would tell my grandmama, say, some of the children's out in the field ain't doing nothing. And I had an aunt named Rosalie. She was a worker. He would say, Rosalie is gonna be out her row and standing up on the end, looking back at the rest of the children. They weren't doing nothing. And she would turn around sometime. My auntie would turn around sometime and help us out. She said, Lord, she said, y'all ain't doing nothing but just standing up in the field with your hand, with the hoe in your hand, just leaning on the hoe.
So what did you all have to do out there in the field? You kind of tell me about
chopping car. That's what we was chopping your car.
Uh-huh. In
rows. And get in rows. He was in rows.
Uh-huh.
And they were long rows. And we would get tired and we would just stop and stand and lean over on the hoe.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And you know, like, I was wondering about did you have to do this every time you got ready to change crops?
Yeah. Yeah. We had to do it.
Did he have anything like plows?
Plows.
Like
my brother would plow.
Uh-huh.
Mews.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen the mews?
Yeah.
Well, that's what my brother would plow.
Uh-huh.
Mews. My brother was named Jason.
Uh-huh.
He probably raised us after our mama died.
Uh-huh.
He raised us. And he would go to the field, you know, and plow all day long. Your sun down. Sun down. You wasn't working by 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock. You were working from sun to sun.
Mm-hmm.
When that sun come up, you in the field. And when it go down, you better be in the field.
God.
Sometimes I wonder how I made it. I just sit here sometimes and say, Lord, I wonder, how did I make it?
Because you had so much work.
So much, you know, to go through with.
Like, what kinds of things?
Sometimes, these days, when we were living in the country, sometimes we had a plenty to eat, and sometimes we wouldn't have nothing but just bread and water.
Oh, my goodness. Well, is it because the person that owned the place?
Well, see, they call that back then, they call it Hoover days.